This is the Opening Market Podcast on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson, joined today by Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net for our opening market discussion. Matt, what's taking place in the grains?
Well, you know, the corn market seems to have found a little bit of a bid here. Yesterday and today, we have rebounded somewhat. Obviously, pretty rough week, you know, before we got into the latter stages of the week. And it seems to me that maybe some of these folks feel like we've overdone this thing to the downside. So, you know, corn market looks, in my opinion, like we could end with penny or two type gains, or start with penny or two type gains on the day. Whereas soybeans looks like it might have a little bit of an easier feel, but a lot's going on after the report was released last week. You know, people felt like we should see a really strong market this week. Started out the week just getting beat up, and I think it's given mixed signals to folks. But I think, you know, a lot of the funds and big money players are kind of looking at the longer term aspects here and saying, you know, why would we want to get super bullish just yet?
Going back to the report, we haven't talked since then. What was your biggest takeaway about that overall reduction in acres planted and just the large number of missing acres?
Well, you know, when you look at, for instance, principal crop acres, you're going to have acres show up whenever you have profit margins strong or commodity prices are high. And the reverse effect will take place whenever you see, you know, margins dip, commodity prices dip. And that's exactly what we've seen over the last year. So, you know, you look at this and you can understand where a few of these acres might have gone. If you look at the biggest loss of acres, you're looking at states like Kansas, Texas, and, you know, maybe you could call some of those areas fringe. But I think some of the areas that we're looking at, you know, at times a producer in those parts of the world will have what they call a fallow year, you know, where they'll try to build the soil up, try to allow the ground to kind of build up some moisture because it's a drier part of the countryside. You know, if it's $6 corn, I don't know. Sometimes I think they roll the dice and say, hey, let's go ahead and plant corn here rather than leaving this fallow. But it's a little easier to leave a piece of ground fallow, you know, whenever profit margins look like they're in the red. So I've got to think that overall, you know, people that think that this corn acreage number could grow quite a bit, you know, I don't know that I'm totally in the same camp. I think you could maybe get up to like a 91 type number if spring weather is ideal. Obviously starting out a little bit wetter in parts of the Midwest right now, but I just don't see a big switch either way. If you see any switch at all, I'm afraid right now beans pencil better than corn for a lot of folks. So I just don't see people switching over to corn without some sort of a really strong rally in here.
Let's go over to the other side of the ag marketplace in the livestock complex. Have things calmed down any for the cattle market, Matt, after all of the headlines regarding the avian influenza?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, you're looking at there's a lot of panic, a lot of fear that, you know, this is going to be another BSE-type reaction, possibilities and whatnot. But the thing is that, you know, you look at cattle and you just had a month of reversal this last month, March. Technically, this market doesn't look good. It's been overbought for a while. We all know the fundamentals of the cattle market. They are unknown. They're very, very strong, very bullish. I think longer term, it's really hard to get hard or to get too rough on this cattle market, considering the fact it takes a long time to get a herd built up. Now, the really bullish numbers for 24 are probably going to be farther on out. I think a lot of people already know that, and some people may have already traded that, you know, and so in the short run, backing off on this cattle market makes some sense to me. Now, do I think that we could maybe see higher highs, all-time highs, later in the marketing year? I think it's a possibility, Mark, but I don't know that I'd go betting money on it. We've been telling our producers, you get up there in the mid to high 180s, then it's a really good place to hedge off some risk. Obviously, we're not looking at those today, but I think we'll get another shot at them sometime over the next 3-4 months.
And then for the hogs, are they still kind of in a good spot just because of all of the negative headlines surrounding the cattle market and how traders have viewed those this week?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the things they've had going for them. I mean, you know, you're going to look at, you know, for instance, if the hogs, you know, can basically participate in any sort of a bullish sentiment, if you will, it's probably going to be due to the fact that there's concerns about what the consumer might look at as far as cattle are concerned. So I don't know. It's really hard for me to get super bullish hogs in here. We've had, you know, pretty darn good prices over the last few weeks compared to what we'd had, you know, all fall and into the early part of the winter. So for right now, I would say hogs are plenty rich for me. I don't know that I'm bearish necessarily, but I'm certainly not bullish up here.
And then, Matt, just to wrap things up, you are a farmer as well, and I wanted to ask you how close you are to getting out there and starting planning. What's your kind of timeline right now?
Yeah, I mean, essentially, we are. We had 3.5 inches of rain this week, so we were dry. We actually worked some ground over the weekend. On Saturday, there we worked a little bit of ground. We had some, you know, we're greening up a little bit, and we didn't want to get a rain and then not be able to get back in for a couple weeks. So, it worked up like an absolute dream. Well, then you get a 3.5 inch rain, of course, and. We're probably 10 days off if we could get ideal weather. Our tiles have been working overtime, but we don't really have a whole lot in the way of heat right now. Forecast is that, you know, we could get just a little bit warmer, but at the same time, my thought process is whenever you get out here, it keeps us from doing something dumb, if you will. Sometimes, you know, you rush it just a little bit early in the spring, and I think this is going to push us back into that mid-April time frame. Most producers are going to be well past their insurance date as far as when they should start, in our part of the world anyway. And so I just hope that we can dry off and get a chance to plant in April, because those early beans especially have certainly performed on our farm over the last few years.
And Matt, for our listeners, is located in Illinois. Here in central Iowa, we didn't get quite that much rain, Matt, but we're also very glad that we got any kind of moisture after the dryness that we've been dealing with. Matt Bennett of AgMarket.net, our guest here today. Thank you for the time. What's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Yeah, I mean, the best way is just go to agmarket.net. So, if they go there, they can get a hold of any of our information, contact info and research, plenty of information there on that site.
Thank you, Matt. Have a great weekend.
Yep, absolutely. You as well.
That was Matt Bennett with agmarket.net. It is time now for a check of the numbers. May corn up 2.25 at 437.5. May soybeans up 1.5 at 1181.5. May soybean meal down 50 cents at 333 even. May soybean oil up 18 cents at 48.33. Chicago wheat up 13.25 at 569.5. Minneapolis wheat up 5.5 at 651.75. Kansas City hard red wheat up 8.25 at 585.75. And May oats down 1.5 at 334.75. On the Merck, April live cattle down 27 cents at 181.20. April feeder cattle down $1.62 at 241.07. April lean hogs up 62 cents at 88.97. April pork cutout unchanged at 97.80. And Class 3 milk up 2 pennies at 15.50. This has been a check of the opening markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.